It's Chevy truck season, and there's no better time to do what you do best. No better time to get the job done in a Chevy Silverado with best-in-class standard torque and a Turbomax engine with a 5-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that outlasts both Ford and Ram. So kick off whatever your thing is season right, because it all starts with a Chevy truck.
See your Bay Area Chevy dealers today.
Based on latest competitive data, excludes other GM vehicles, whichever comes first. See dealer for limited warranty details based on Ford and Ram 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty on gasoline engines.
So you're ready for Giants baseball, joined by Mark Bowman. What a pleasure, MLB.com. He covers the Braves. Mark, great to see you.
Yeah, good to see you. It's always good to talk to you, and it's been a couple years here, but good to be back on the air here with you.
Well, absolutely. Boy, the Atlanta Braves, they say best team in baseball. What do you think?
Certainly. It's one of the better teams, not only in baseball this year, but maybe one of the better Braves teams we've ever seen. This team's going to have to get healthy, obviously. You know, but they've gone a month without Max Fried or Kyle Wright, and then within that span, they still have the fourth best starting rotation or starters ERA. And they've been able to cover that void, and I think Max Fried will probably be back somewhere around that All-Star break, whether just before or just after. So you add that to the mix. You added Michael Soroka to the mix already, and you know this team has the potential to. You look at that lineup. The bullpen's going to continue to get better. This has a chance to be not only one of this year's better teams, but one of the better teams the Braves have ever had.
Boy, interesting. Nice seeing Mark Bowman at the park. He covers the Braves for MLB.com. Mark, some of the young pitchers who have stood up here, interesting. Jared Schuster is one. Of course, Strider's not really a young pitcher anymore, but there are some young names now.
Oh, yeah. Well, none of them younger than A.J. Smith-Shawver. He's got a chance to be one of the better stories here. You know, he started pitching 3 years ago. And that was basically 15 innings of summer ball. And then he decides, obviously he's throwing 93, 94 miles an hour. Then he pitches the next year, his senior year at Coleyville Heritage High School in Texas. He ends up getting drafted in the seventh round, passes on an opportunity to be a quarterback at Texas Tech, and now he's in the big leagues with his childhood friend, Bobby Witt Jr. And it's pretty incredible to think this kid threw about 110 innings at the pro level, and he's up here in the bullpen right now. He could get to the rotation at some point, but for right now, he's going to, provide some assistance in the bullpen, or, you got to watch that innings total for a guy who hasn't pitched that much. So this is a good way to do it. You keep him down there, and you figure out what's the best role for him down there. But like you said, Jared Schuster stepped up. Bryce Elder has been as valuable as any player to any team this year just because he is – now, you look at it, what's he have, like the third best ERA in the majors right now. And, that's valuable in and of itself. But you think about for a team that lost Max Fried and Kyle Wright, for this kid who was Triple-A Gwinnett's opening day starter to be logging these innings and doing it this effectively, you can't find much better value than that.
Well, pitching is the name of the game, and the Braves have a ton of it. Good to talk to Mark Bowman here. But the stars are aligning here. I mean, Acuna, and I know Albies maybe didn't hit this past month, and Ozuna here and there, but Olsen, come on, the top of the lineup, Riley, Murphy.
I said the other day with Olsen, well, I'm sorry, Acuna, Olsen, Riley, and Murphy, when the days he's catching or DHing, sitting there in the four hole, especially. When he's there, this team has more first-round knockdowns than Mike Tyson did. They'll come at you and hit you right in the mouth right away. So, this is a very impressive top of the lineup. I can't remember to see Olsen talked about. He said, back when he was playing for the A's, he likened it to they had Altuve in Houston. They had Altuve and Springer and Correa. He talked about how many times, you get punched in the mouth in the first inning, how that affects you the rest of the game. And this team has that chance to do it. Ronald Acuna right now, we've seen the potential. We've seen, how good he can be. He's putting it all together, being healthy again. He finished three steals shy of a 40-40 season in 2019. 2020, obviously a shortened season. 2021, he was probably the favorite for the NL MVP when he tore his ACL. Now he's back to being himself. And it's just, at 24 years old, he still has plenty of time to entertain us for many years to come. He's, if he stays healthy, he's going to go down as one of the greatest players to ever play this game.
Wow. I'm excited. Come on. I got to get my World Series tickets for Atlanta already. Mark
Bowman.
How about
50-50 maybe this year? No. That's a stretch, but this guy's capable of that at some point in time.
All right. Cunha, we're talking about one of the stars of the game. Mark Bowman with us, MLB.com, covers the Braves. Mark, what about the league itself? Let's talk about the National League East a little bit. Maybe disappointing so far?
I guess. I mean, everyone's had their own injuries. I still see the Mets and the Phillies and the Braves as three of the most talented teams. You know, the Mets have had their issues. And I'll be honest, they just swept the Phillies, so it's not going to make much sense. But, over the next 4 months, who's the team that I'd be worried about more if I was the Braves? Probably the Phillies, especially. Really? Just feels like their pitching will stay together. My concern is where Verlander and Church are going to be at the end of the season. You know, two older guys, if they can keep them, limit their innings here, keep them rested here down the stretch, maybe they're going to be okay. But that's, they're how they are, how effective they are down the stretch is a concern for me. And then also, if Pete Alonso's not hitting, that offense struggles. Yeah. Now, they have, with Alvarez, the rookie catcher, and couple additions, they got a couple more bats here, but that offense doesn't just scare you. Now the Phillies offense has potential, especially if Schwarber gets going, and Harper and Castellanos. There's enough firepower there. They need to fix their bullpen. Yeah, Trey Turner needs to get going too. So, I get it. I'd say that it's still going to be an interesting race. The Braves have a chance to separate themselves here. Here in the early going. This time last year, they were here in Arizona. They were 10.5 games behind the Mets. But 4 months later, they had a fifth straight NL East title. So there's plenty of time left. And, you don't know how – these first 2 months are important. It sets the stage for what the next 4 months happen. But a lot can happen over over the remainder of the season.
Well, he knows his baseball, Mark Bowman. Got your eye on the West at all? Not many people talk about the Giants. So they did have a good May.
Yeah. I saw the May that they had. It feels – you look at the rosters and you just say, how are the Padres not winning? But you know what? If you've been around the game, if you've been around any kind of sport, you do get that feel of it's nice to have all-star lineups, but at the same time, it's better to have a cohesive team. And it does feel like – there's a lot of individuals there in San Diego. But with that being said, there's so much talent there, you wonder if they're ever going to make that push, maybe like the Braves did last year. We saw the Dodgers here recently. Their lineup doesn't jump out at you like previous ones. Yeah. And in the pitching staff, especially if Urias is hurt, it was a hamstring there. I guess he'd be back in about another week. But, you never know about hamstrings. They don't.
Kershaw.
They don't intimidate. That roster doesn't intimidate you like it does. So, if the Giants can stay there and stay in contention, they can make it interesting. But right here, the Arizona team, they can beat you in a couple of different ways. They've got a good rotation and they've got good team speed. Those are, if you get a consistent pitching, speed doesn't slump. If you get on the bases, you can make things happen.
Yeah, speed is the key to baseball in 2023, I'll tell you that. Do the Braves run at all?
Ronald does. Ronald, you've got him. He can run at the top of the lineup. You've got Michael Harris that can run down there. It's probably not – you're not going to watch him and say, hey, look, this is Whitey Herzog's Cardinals or anything like this. But, just with those two guys – they can get an extra base whenever they need one.
Spencer Strider, how good?
He's the most intriguing pitcher. I mean, he's very good, very good. It's just amazing what he can do basically with two pitches, two very good pitches. I mean, the swing and miss, how consistently he gets swings and misses with both the fastball that, just basically a rising fastball and then a slider that has been very effective. It's incredible how good he has been. I mean, you're looking at numbers. Marty, you remember how good Dwight Gooden was there at the beginning. And you consistently, after X amount of starts, after X amount of innings, after this or that, Strider's right there with Doc Gooden. and with a lot of numbers. And, you know, this year he became the fastest to 100 strikeouts in terms of innings. 61 innings, that's all it took. And, you know, somebody's going to say, well, that's because guys strike out a lot more nowadays. Okay. But you know what? They strike out a lot more nowadays, and he's still the best of the best of this era. He's better. He's done it faster than DeGrom, Scherzer, you know, Garrett Cole, any of these guys that are racking up big strikeout numbers. You know, to think about, he really only pitched, you know, very limited at Clemson. You know, he had 1 year. He had Tommy John. He got COVID year. He gets drafted after, you know, fortunately he pitched in. That season lasted long enough for the Braves to see that he came come back from Tommy John. And pitched effectively enough. By the end of his first professional season, he was up in the big leagues pitching out of the bullpen just for the last week and for a postseason audition. But then all of a sudden, he made his first start in Arizona last year, and he's been as good as it gets ever since then. It's he looks like a closer, and we projected him as a closer. And you know what? He's just gone out there and shown he can be a closer every inning, for about six, seven innings a night.
Well, interesting. Boy, talking about Spencer Strider, the Giants handled him a little bit last year. He wasn't great against the Giants. They were very patient with him and got him out of the game early. That's the key to all these hard throwers. What about the bullpen? Is the bullpen secure?
Well, not right now. It's about as leaky as it gets lately. But they have Raisel Iglesias. He's going to be just fine there in that closer's role. They have gotten a lot better. A.J. Minter has given them three consecutive scoreless appearances. That is huge. That's probably as big a development as anything. As I mentioned earlier, A.J. Smith-Shawver's here to fill a role, to eat some innings, but hopefully maybe to prove he can handle some high leverage spots. You know, that would be nice to see him fill a role there. There's just so many guys that have struggled so far. Joe Jimenez. You've got Kirby Yates. Kirby seems to be heading in the right direction. Joe, every once in a while with the velocity, it's up. We haven't seen the consistency from these guys. Nick Anderson's pitch, is the potential there for a good bullpen? Yeah. Has it been a good bullpen? No. Anybody who follows baseball will realize that, you know, it's very difficult to build a bullpen, but everybody seemed to have to build one at some point during the season or rebuild one.
Yeah, you do. Giants just activated Luke Jackson. Can you tell us about Luke Jackson?
Great guy. Super guy. You know, I hope the best for Luke. I hope he's healthy and can get back to where he was during some of those great years with the Braves. He is an inspiration, you know, and just because of the perseverance he's shown. You know, a guy who has struggled, been booed as loud as can be, and also been like a World Series hero because, you know, he was one of the part of the great bullpen that helped the Braves win the 2021 World Series. He, you know, the year before he struggled. You know, he comes back and, you know, to Alex Anthopoulos' credit, he kept him around and then he ended up being a great reliever the following year. So it's one of those things that you want to – Luke is very easy to root for. I think that the San Francisco fans are going to like him. I know the players in that clubhouse are going to like him because he's about as funny as it gets.
All right, boy, love having him on. You can tell he is from the South. That is Mark Bowman, MLB.com, covers the Braves. Mark, thanks so much. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, good to see him at the ballpark. More coming up. KMBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.
It's Chevy truck season, and there's no better time to do what you do best. No better time to get the job done in a Chevy Silverado with best-in-class standard torque and a TurboMax engine with a 5-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that outlasts both Ford and Ram. So kick off whatever your thing is season right, because it all starts with a Chevy truck.
See your Bay Area Chevy dealers today.
Based on latest competitive data, excludes other GM vehicles, whichever comes first. See dealer for limited warranty details based on Ford and Ram 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty on gasoline engines.